Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Our local sponsors are Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preeby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tufson with Country Financial, along with Cregan's Construction and Grey Duck Staging and Design. If you like this show, you can find us on many different channels. If you are currently a radio or podcast listener, you can also catch us Saturday mornings on TV. We are on the CW23 at 6:30 and KSTC at 6 a.m. For those watching on TV right now, you can also catch us on AM 950 Sundays at noon, or hit us up on your preferred podcast device by just typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can find all of our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, and our free publications to include the Smart Home Buyer Guide and the Smart Seller Guide, along with the Bricks Report. All of these free for you. If you have any real estate questions, please feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs. Thank you again for tuning in to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Today, we're going to be doing a little different format of the show. Going to be spending a little extra time. We have Jilly Jenkins, Bricks Real Estate, joining us today.
Hey guys.
We're going to dive in a little bit deeper into, you know, some of the what you love about being an agent and what brought you into the business, as well as kind of highlighting, you know, the town that you love as well and live in.
So yeah.
We're in the Kohai, as you say it. Yes, exactly. Columbia Heights. Also joining us, as usual, Chad Preeby. Thank you very much. We'll have to do one of these shows for you one of these days.
We'll have to think about that. That sounds good.
I would love that.
So yeah, Jilly Jenkins, you know, you've been with Bricks now for over a year now, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. Wish I would have found you sooner.
Yeah, right?
Wish we would have had you sooner. So, yeah, I mean, you've been in the business now for a while, or in the industry.
In the industry for 10 years, licensed, I think it's like 8 years now, licensed, okay. but real estate for like 10.
Mm-hmm. What got your start? So there was a little gap there between getting in, and I mean, it was very similar to me.
Getting into real estate, I had been a social worker, heartbreaking, decided I couldn't do it anymore. It was really a soul-crushing job. All social workers out there, like, we need you. Thank you so much for what you do. So I quit my job. My landlord asked me to be a leasing agent for him, and I just, like, fell in love with it, with helping people with homes.
Very cool.
And ended up getting licensed and started my career with RE/MAX and was with them for a long time and bumped over to Bricks. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
So it was just starting out leasing agent for about 2 years then?
You know what? It might have been more than 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe over a decade. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, That happens for a lot of people. They find something within real estate and build that passion, and then it kind of transitions.
I have a couple agent friends that started leasing,
yeah,
and then decided they wanted to get licensed and built their career. And it is a long game. Real estate's a long game. You're not going to have a career a couple years in.
Yeah, I think no matter what it is in real estate, that, you know, whether it's investing, you know, people buying houses, or an agent, or property management, or whatever it is, you need to plan out.
Right.
So, what is it and you kind of answered this, but what was it the aspects of that being a leasing agent? What got you, like, excited about?
Well, that was buying, and I don't know. It's kind of common knowledge within the real estate that starting as a buyer's agent is like the norm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the natural flow of becoming an agent. Like, you do more buyer's work and then you build into selling, and then eventually you're doing maybe more selling towards the end of your career. It's just kind of the natural flow of it. So buyer's agent, I was started as a leasing agent, and it was kind of like helping buyers, but they weren't purchasing the home they were renting yet.
Right.
And I really loved the feeling of getting, this is that type of person. I know, because the landlord I worked for had a large housing stock. So I'd be like, I know this property. Like, you're going to like this one. Let's go see this one. And kind of curating their homes for them.
That's cool. Making those connections. I remember early in my career, it's very similar thing, helping my brother out. It was just fun. You meet a person and you think about what it is they might want and just putting it all together.
It's fun.
So outside of real estate, what are some of the things that you like to do in your spare time, which, of course, we don't really have any, but there's a little bit, yeah.
Well, I love breweries and distilleries. I love looking at small business endeavors for that type of thing. It's really fun to visit, especially if I can bring my pug. Mm-hmm. And a lot of breweries and distilleries let you bring your dogs. Me and my husband bought an RV this year, and I'm pretty sure we'll be that kind of person now, like RVers, of super fun.
Well, I enjoyed, I know I mentioned on a previous show, your most recent adventure.
I love seeing your posts on Facebook. They're great.
I love sewing. I don't get much time for sewing, honestly, but I usually do it for holiday stuff.
Yeah.
Do sewing stuff.
Okay.
Gardening, I realized after we bought our first house in Columbia Heights and were able to finally have our first garden that I am obsessed with gardening. And we make our own, specifically hot sauces and spaghetti sauces, and can them all.
Mm,
that's Eric, pretty nice. Eric had like 30 varieties of peppers this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's way more intense, way more intense than what I'm able
very
to pull
delicious.
Off. I was really only able to grow a few pumpkins. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Columbia Heights, where you're from. Again, check us out online anytime, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreby.com. That is chadpreby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kurt Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help you with any of your real estate questions or needs. Make sure you can always check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Today, we're talking with Jillie Jenkins a little bit more about her career and getting into real estate, but also as to the town where your home is, we determine what we're going to say. Not hometown, but...
Hometown is Brainerd.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So why...
The town where my home is.
Why Columbia Heights? What brought you there?
Well, worked as a realtor for years, got myself out of debt, financially stable to buy a home, was super excited, wanted to buy a home where I knew equity was going to come just because of the location. Mm-hmm. And so did some research, some digging. Northeast is... hugely booming. It's tapered a bit now, in my opinion, but was incredibly booming at that time. This was like 3-ish years ago.
Yep. All the breweries were coming in, opening up. Yeah, tons of
art
business.
Art district, very, very fun place to be. And so I couldn't afford to buy in Columbia and Northeast. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, what are the fringes? Because that's what's going to go up next. So me and Eric specifically looked in the 5 block up from Northeast into Columbia Heights. So 37th through like 42nd-ish we looked at only.
Okay.
Because we wanted it to be the first jump. Because now Columbia Heights, once you go past where we are, we're on 40th.
Yep.
It's jumping now there too. But the first jump happens the closest to the fringe, you know.
That's really, I mean, how you approached it, I know when I talk with my investing clients or, you know, even just people looking to build equity. Yeah, looking for those areas that are
the next.
That are what I call being pushed, right? What's giving that pressure to the market? And then you buy that next spot over.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's a fun, very busy place to be, Northeast. Lots of millennial generation wants to be there. Lots of the millennial generation, unfortunately, can't afford to be there because student debt. We were talking about that earlier.
Yep.
So a lot of younger professionals are moving into the Columbia Heights area because it's right there. You're a couple blocks out of Minneapolis, but Anoka County taxes, not Hennepin County taxes.
Oh, really?
And another thing that I
did not know that.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about this, like the estates that are there, right? So you have a lot of these homes that people have been in the house, you know, for quite a long period of time, and it's kind of having that turnover, that available.
The turnover's happening, yeah.
Yeah, the availability of inventory, which that's not everywhere in the Twin Cities. There, you know, it can be hard, but there is a significant portion of Columbia Heights that was built out, I think, between the 50s and late 60s.
Yep. Yeah. And so those kind of mid-century homes, they're all kind of generally like 1.5-story homes. You'll see 2-story here and there. Not a whole lot of Ramblers. Lots of 1.5-story homes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them that are converted a little bit where they have like the dormers added in you know, to that half-story up above. And so the families that lived there, it kind of was like a boom after the war.
Yep.
People came back from World War II, built out Columbia Heights, lots of 50s, 60s homes there and before. But that was like the big boom where that's kind of what I try to get my clients into in Columbia Heights.
Right.
Because there's been a huge effort. It's like meticulously cared for homes.
Mm-hmm.
They are not updated. They are a time capsule going back into the 50s and 60s, but they are pristine.
Well, yeah, because the person has the pride and the care, right? And so it's really
and
just
it's
the
people
cosmetics.
Have been there for 50 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you look at North, the kind of bit different than Northeast, Northeast is huge rental.
Yeah.
Where that home might have been owned by 60 people in its lifetime, and that turnover, the rental, it's not going to be as good a condition. The longer standing you have one or two owners in a home, the better the condition generally is going to be.
Oh, it's just like a car, right? The one owner car, right?
Yes.
You can see that. So
well, it's mostly cosmetic stuff, right?
Yep. Pull up that carpet that was really awesome in the 80s and 70s that it has beautiful hardwood floors under it still because it was luxurious and then wasn't, and now it is again, you know.
Right. Those
lots
are things,
of wallpaper.
Those are things we talk about a lot, is finding your best deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the, like you know, as far as the city is doing with projects, parks, maybe transit?
They have
anything?
A lot of, I'd say like 3 big projects right now going on. There have been a lot of push for small businesses. In Columbia Heights, our small government there has been really pushing for small businesses, for diversity. And so there is a lot of fun stuff coming into Columbia Heights that wasn't necessarily there before, which I think is like just a continuation of Northeast.
Yep.
That fun vibe coming up. That did get a little bit pushed back with COVID, where there was like a brewery that was going to open up next door to me, isn't opening up now because of COVID. The space is still there, and I think they're still in talks of that, though. I'm hoping.
Yeah. well, you said you like the breweries. So,
yeah, right? Yeah. But they have a large public center that is on Central and 40th, and that's going to be main level, all City Hall stuff. Next levels will be market price housing, which I appreciate. It's not affordable housing, but it is market price housing. What we saw in other areas of our metro where it was all luxury living housing,
right.
And then what is going to happen in the future with that? You know,
right.
As realtors, we know the downturn of very high condensed luxury market.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't, you need to have affordable and you need to have market price housing, not
Agreed.
Just luxury.
Right.
So market price housing in that building. And then where it used to be like a Slumberland on, I want to say 45th and Central, that was going to be a Hy-Vee.
Okay.
Talk of the town forever.
Right.
Is no longer going to be Hy-Vee. Mm. Hy-Vee sold out. They backed out because they built one just up the road in Spring Lake Park.
Okay.
Backed out of that property, but now the main level, they're redoing the whole area there. It's going to be main level grocery store. Not sure what grocery store yet. One half of it, upper levels, will be market priced housing. Other half of it, upper levels, will be luxury living housing. And then it'll be a city center park in the middle of the complex.
Oh, so is that the 11th, the 11th park you were talking
15th.
About?
15th.
Oh. 15?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Columbia Heights is only 3.5 square miles, but we already have 14 parks there. So
wow.
That will
wow.
be the 15th park. Yeah.
Cool.
And it'll be kind of a city center area.
I'd like, you know, one thing too about Columbia Heights area is you have access to everything. The main freeways.
Yeah.
You can be places very quickly if you need to be.
Yep.
And
does have mass transportation too.
Mass transportation.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We don't have the rail there, but a bus is very well used there, and
right.
large hubs too.
But so you like the express buses or whatnot,
yep. mm-hmm.
park or parking centers,
and it's only 7 miles north of downtown.
Right,
so very quick to get to a lot of jobs that are downtown.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So okay, you kind of mentioned the park. Is there trail systems or anything
Lots
like that?
Lots of trails within the parks and connecting
okay.
parks. We don't have anything like the Greenway
right.
or anything like that that would go through the metro, but lots of walking trails, lots of lakes actually up there in the area. Columbia Heights borders Fridley and New Brighton to the north of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Columbia Heights itself has like a lake, and then Fridley and New Brighton have several lakes. So that area has a lot of beaches, trails.
And does it run all the way to the river?
Yep.
Okay.
It's kind of weird because, so Columbia Heights, I call it the boot of Anoka County.
Okay.
It's like the heel where it goes down and we're in Columbia Heights and then it goes back up. And then along the river, there is Columbia Heights, but then there is also Minneapolis. So Minneapolis kind of goes up
well,
along
right.
the river.
Well, right. That's what I was wondering.
And then Columbia
there.
Heights yep. jumps over and then Fridley. And Fridley kind of...
So just a little teeny
yeah.
piece.
Yep. Okay. So it does go to the river, but it is mainly industrial over
right.
on that riverside anyways. But Columbia Heights does, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you were talking about with getting those buyers from Northeast and bringing them up there. That was one of the areas that because there is kind of on the western side of Central, there are some, you know, quite a bit of 50s homes that are over
yeah.
there and not always looked at, you know, kind of just
yeah.
ignored in a sense. And I think there are some
it's
really
like people
cute...
don't know Columbia Heights is there. And it is tiny. It is tiny.
Well, it's like your, you know, your Lauderdale or something.
Yeah.
Or by same
uh-huh.
place, people are, wait, well, where is
What's
that?
What's... Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Columbus.
Chris, if you want to talk about if you want to talk about obscure, how about Hilltop?
Hilltop is an interesting story.
It could have been part of Columbia Heights.
It is one of two incorporated areas that are mainly manufactured homes, so like trailer homes.
Yep.
And it's like a 16 square blocks
wow.
area Ooh. Within Columbia Heights, surrounded by Columbia Heights, that essentially pulled from the annexation of Columbia Heights and is its own city within the city, Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, and
okay.
it's in the. We were joking about it earlier. It is in the addresses. Like you live in Hilltop, not Columbia Heights. They did have their own utilities for quite a while. They had their own water tower.
Yep.
They had their own police department
until the cop car.
Until the one squad car they had, they drove into a tree, and
oh,
then
no.
there was no more Hilltop Police Department.
Yes. Okay.
But it's an interesting story to read up on.
Sounds like it.
City within a city.
So are there any other
I know you kind of mentioned the big project there. Are there any other real estate projects that are coming up that you know of?
They have senior living. Okay. I feel like Columbia Heights is ahead of its time for making sure that there's going to be housing for the majority of the population, not just the one chunk that can do the luxury living.
I like that.
Several very nice senior living facilities, and they are building another really nice senior living facility.
Very good.
Yeah.
I see you have a lot of passion in your community, which...
Yeah,
which,
I love that.
Which comes
area.
Off you naturally, but as a home, someone in the market to buy a home, I would want to work with my agent that knows the community that well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just...
I appreciate that.
Neat, and it sounds like there's a lot of opportunity for first-time home buyers even.
100%. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of your clients that are doing the first-time home buyer programs are going to be better met maybe in Columbia Heights area. I feel like a lot of your clients that would be maybe just getting their foot in the door looking to have a cash cow for retirement where you can still buy right. something that is affordable. If you're a first-time home buyer, you might be a millennial. You might have a lot of student debt. That might be something that helps you get through retirement, you know, years from now, because the housing is in good health condition in Columbia Heights. They're good sizes for rental, where you're not buying a 3,000 square foot home
right.
that you're not going to be able to turn around and rent, right? And then in the future, maybe that's going to be what you sell for astronomically higher to get you through retirement.
Yeah, all very good points.
So, outside of, I guess technically this would be, I mean, you mentioned the brewery. That could, there might be coming. Is there anything that's a little farther out, a couple years out, that you're excited about that will be coming?
For Columbia Heights?
Yeah.
Well, there's a huge turnover. The average age right now in Columbia Heights, like I said, a lot of young professionals are moving there.
Yeah, this really
is 36,
me. Yeah.
Sir, 36 years old.
Yeah,
really?
Really low.
Yeah, that's low. And that was not like that 10 years ago.
Right.
We're seeing the estate situation now where people have lived there their whole lives and are moving out or passing away, unfortunately, and opening up new housing that's affordable for younger people looking to buy.
Affordable
so there's
housing.
A huge turnover happening like that in Columbia Heights. I think that that's going to lead to some innovations within the city for wanting some more activities to do. Wanting maybe a more close-knit local politics mm-hmm. going on. It already is happening with that, where I'm seeing a lot of city initiatives for the arts, for children, for seniors. There's a lot of senior programs where you can take at the library and go take a knitting class. Like, they've got everything.
Cool.
So I think socially and economically, there's going to be a big change in Columbia Heights, and it's going to be for the better.
So now, obviously, that's your town where your home is in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, town where my home is in.
What are some of the other areas that you work and service?
I will work anywhere an hour drive from Minneapolis. As long as if I really like that client, I will drive an hour to help them. So I've done everything, honestly. But I feel like my wheelhouse is Minneapolis, northeast chunk of the metro. So... northeast Minneapolis, Columbia Heights, Fridley, Roseville, a little bit there, Spring Lake Park, up into Coon Rapids, Blaine a little bit mm-hmm. too, North Minneapolis.
So north and northwest kind of.
Yeah, we need to do a show on North Minneapolis because mm-hmm. that's like another huge equity build and lots of innovations happening there.
A lot of potential in the future.
But yeah, I'm a metro girl though, Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's where I'm at for the most of my business.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break here. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, where can they find you? How can they contact you?
Jilly at homewithjilly.com and then 218-838-5513. I'm on Facebook.
Awesome.
Well, always working.
All right. So yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Check us out again online anytime, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. And give us a call, 651-303-0019. We'll be right back.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Thanks again for joining us. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. I'd like to thank Jillie Jenkins again for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Talking a bit more
about how you got into real estate, your career in real estate, and highlighting where you live.
Columbia Heights.
Columbia Heights. If you didn't catch the show, you can go back to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can see all of our past shows, as well as great searching, researching tools, and so much more. Smart home buyer, smart seller guide. Real quick, you know, what is it you would say is your favorite thing or thing you love the most about being in real estate?
I love making it easier for my clients because it's difficult to buy, to sell, doesn't matter what you're doing.
You mean you're not just hopping on an app and like, buy a house?
Yeah, no, and you definitely can't for financing either.
No, trust me.
You need a person to help you. You need someone you can call directly.
You mean the 1-800 numbers with an extension and 9 to 5?
If there's an extension involved, run. Yeah. Seriously. Get their cell number or they're not going to help you. Anything in real estate.
But
I like making it easier because it's a difficult process.
Yes.
And I want my clients to be excited and happy and love what they're doing with me and not hate waking up every day to what's the next drama. Because if you're not a tentative agent, that's the deal.
Well, thanks again so much. We'll see you all next week.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.